The Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation has set aside 20 million rands to restore the Vaal River's water treatment plants. The department says the Vaal River and the Vaal Dam are part of the integrated Vaal River system, which is critical in the Gauteng province's economy. Both pollution and sewage spillage into the river has created a nightmare for communities and businesses in the Emfuleni district. As Kaya FM's Katlego Legodi reports, the Human Rights Commission had to step in following an outcry by NGOs, business and residents.
Scores of people gathered in Van der Vaal Park to reclaim their right to clean water. The Emfuleni Ratepayers Association has told the commission that 150 megalitres of waste spill into the Vaal River daily. They say they are pleased to authorities to address the sewer spillage has fallen on deaf ears. The Human Rights Commissioner's Buang Jones says they inspected the Vaal River following complaints by residents and activists. Jones says during their inspection, they noticed two burst sewer pipes at the banks of the Rietspruit River.
What we saw gave credence to allegations that have been made by residents that the sewage spillage in the Vaal River. Some of the key concerns are that the pollution emanates from wastewater works, which has been poorly managed by the Emfuleni municipality.
Residents say the sewage spill has left many people sick and local businesses severely affected. They're accusing local government and Premier David Makura of failing them. This resident says officials from the Emfuleni municipality have failed to explain the cause of the pollution.
Smelling is bad. Sometimes the sewage can pop out from just inside the yard, the household yard. Children are playing sometimes inside the... Because there's literally stormwater channels which are now carrying sewage. It's no longer stormwater, it's just sewage. And children find playgrounds in this. Mostly they get skin rash, they get stomach bug sometimes. But mostly skin rash.
The Save the Vaal organization is appealing to the Human Rights Commission to investigate the mismanagement of funds and the collapse of the municipality's administration. Government has evoked Section 135 of the Constitution to help the municipality. This will allow officials to declare the situation at the Vaal River a national disaster. The Department of Water and Sanitation's Busiso Mthembu says that they need at least 5 billion rand to address the Vaal River sewage spill. Mthembu says the infrastructure to purify water at the Emfuleni water plant is old. He says declaring the situation a national disaster will enable government to access funding. Geographer and researcher at Wits University, Dr. Victor Munich, has told the Human Rights Commission that there's no political will to address the crisis at the Vaal River. He says the waste spillage could have been avoided if former Water and Sanitation Minister Nomvula Mokonyane did not terminate purification projects. Munich says Mokonyane still needs to account for the funds allocated to the department yearly to ensure that water is purified.
This minister broke the green drop just as she broke the department, and it's necessary to rebuild the whole department. There are many other problems in the department as well. There's no excuse of not understanding what's happening. Is it so that they never had a budget for their wastewater works?
The Human Rights Commission has encouraged residents to continue sending written submissions into the matter. The closing date for submissions is on the 30th of November. The commission says these submissions will enable them to hold those responsible for the sewage spillage in the Vaal River accountable. Katlego Legodi, Kaya FM News.